This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. New bans on what we think of as styrofoam containers took effect in the District of Columbia and Montgomery County, Maryland on New Year's Day. Those cups and clamshells have been falling out of favor since Berkeley, California outlawed them back in the 1980s. The New York Supreme Court overturned New York City's ban last year, but restaurants in Seattle and San Francisco and Miami Beach are among those free of plastic foam. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
The original styrofoam was patented by Dow Chemical in 1944.
One of the most striking of the many plastics so useful today, this one is made of polystyrene, which is processed from coal and oil.
But what we think of as styrofoam cups and takeout containers are actually made from a similar material called expanded polystyrene.
So we've just sort of latched onto the name styrofoam and applied it to cups and plates and cafeteria lunch boxes, but they're not technically styrofoam.
Douglas McCauley is a marine scientist at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He says that container we use for a few minutes and discard sits in landfills for hundreds of years or ends up in rivers and oceans where it acts as a sponge for toxic chemicals and is often mistaken for food by fish and sea turtles. McCauley says recycling it is too expensive.
It's feasible. It's technically feasible, but it is not economically rational to do that.
Juan Amaya was working the counter at Don Juan Restaurant in Washington, D.C. on the day the ban took effect. He says the Central American restaurant switched to brown biodegradable containers for its takeout pupusas and fried plantains.
We actually started doing like a smooth transition before the effect came in so everybody could get used to it.
The American Chemistry Council, which represents plastics manufacturers, says those alternatives can be 2 to 5 times pricier. But some companies have found it more expensive not to switch after pressure from customers. Big chains like McDonald's and Jamba Juice recently have ditched polystyrene cups in favor of paper. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.